For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Nearly 70 world leaders gather in Paris to mark 100 years since the end of World War I. President Emmanuel Macron says millions of people made the ultimate sacrifice.
Souvenons-nous.
Let us remember. Let us not forget.
Dans le souvenir de ces sacrifices,
because the remembrance of these sacrifices urges us to be worthy of those that died for us.
President Trump was accompanied by the First Lady at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Malibu residents face even stronger winds today, and Cal Fire says around 2 dozen people are dead. Malibu residents say they're not giving up.
You know, we thought we were ready. We'd hosed everything down. Got to be strong. We rebuild. This is where we live.
In a series of tweets yesterday, President Trump said the state's deadly wildfires are a result of poor forest management and threatened to cut off federal aid. His tweet drew the ire of the leaders of firefighters' organizations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida says he has little confidence in the Senate and gubernatorial election recounts in Broward and Palm Beach counties.
We can no longer have confidence in these supervisors of elections to perform a recount when they have already violated the law, violated the Constitution, and violated court orders.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says now that they control the House, government should be more fair with new checks and balances.
Now, at least with Democrats being in the majority, we will be able to provide that check on the, you know, overreach or abuse of power and provide some accountability and oversight to this administration that appears to have been running amok.
An autopsy shows that the gunman who killed a dozen people in Thousand Oaks died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Police say 28-year-old Ian David Long, an ex-Marine machine gunner, shot and killed 11 people at the Borderline Bar and Grill, along with a police officer who responded just before midnight Wednesday. Police say the officer exchanged fire with Long, who was found dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The new senators and representatives elected in last week's midterms take office January 3rd, and with them comes the new phase of President Trump's term, with the Democrats controlling the House. Besides having the ability to investigate Trump and his staff, Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, head of the House Oversight Committee, tells ABC he's set to get to work in all those issues Trump was saying he wanted.
I'm laser focused on those issues that even President Trump says that he wants to work on, such as prescription drug prices, the high price of prescription drugs, such as making sure that we protect people with regard to pre-existing conditions. I must admit that he just came late in saying that, but, you know, if he wants to do that, that's fine.
New raids by ICE agents are raising eyebrows. USA's Wendy King has details.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been serving inspection notices and arresting suspected undocumented workers at 98 7-Eleven stores in 17 states and Washington, D.C. According to Bloomberg, ICE and federal prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York are engaged in criminal investigations of multiple franchises. 7-Eleven, the world's largest convenience chain store, has become the highest-profile target of a sweeping corporate immigration crackdown by President Trump.
Online shoppers in China shatter last year's record of $24 billion in sales for deals and discounts on the 10th annual Singles Day, which is similar to Cyber Monday in the U.S. For USA